today that is 127 years old. So I thought, as it's 127 years old, I would take you back in time to a time when there wasn't any IT and high-tech stuff, so we're just going to stick to what's here on this board. I've got an old school easel out, okay, to take us back to what they would have used in those times, and I'm going to tell you this fabulous story called The King's Garden. Although it's 127 years old, the story and the message is as real to us today as it was then. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Some of you will know this off by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The most famous verse in all the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. King's Garden, part one. There was once a great and powerful king. And he was king and ruled over a large and beautiful country. One day he decided he wanted to plant a special garden, a lovely garden. So he found just the right spot where the ground was so fertile that everything would grow well. He cleared the ground, and then he built a high, strong wall around the garden to keep out any wild beasts or any strangers or people that wanted to get into the garden that shouldn't be there. And then in the high wall, he put a strong door. And the handle was on the inside. There was no handle on the outside. So only the person living in the garden could decide who could come in to the garden. And he built a little house in the corner for the person who was going to look after the garden to live. And the little house had everything in it that that person would need. And from the house, going right the way up to the king's castle, there was a wire. So the person living in the garden could send messages to the king. Shall we have a look at the garden? Well, there you can see the strong wall and the little house the person would live in. And here's the strong gate and there's the handle that's only on the inside. And the ground is so fertile. Look, flowers are even beginning to grow now. And then, of course, the king had to choose somebody to look after his garden. And he found a boy called Will. And that's Will. What a handsome fella he is. And so the king said, "Come on, Will, I'm going to show you around your garden that I'm going to give to you." And he showed him the fertile, lovely soil where things grew so quickly and so well. And he showed him the little house in the corner of the garden where Will had everything that he needed. And he took Will round and showed him the high walls to keep out wild beasts and anybody that Will didn't want to come into the garden. And he showed him the door with the handle on the inside so that Will could decide who he would let into the garden and who he wanted to keep out. And the king said to Will, "Whatever seeds you want to grow all the bushes and trees and shrubs in the garden that will bear wonderful fruit, you have only to ask. You can send me a message on the wire that goes all the way up to my castle. Plant trees and bushes and shrubs that will grow and bear wonderful fruit that Will you can eat. But more than that, Will, I want you to grow this fruit and gather it together so that one day I can come and all the fruit you've stored for me I can have. And whatever seeds you desire will be yours." Well, Will was so pleased that the king had chosen him to live in this garden. And he was very proud. And he was very, very happy. And one day, as he looked around at this wonderful garden, he said, "I am master of it all." "Oh, no, you're not," said a voice. "Oh, no, you're not." And Will looked outside the strong door. And would you like to see who he saw? Well, be careful, because this is who he saw. Oh, there's a stranger outside. He was tall. He had dark hair, and he had eyes that seemed to look right through you. "Oh, no, you're not," the stranger said again. "You're only a servant of a cruel, hard master. The king does not love you at all. He only wants you to work hard for him, and then one day he will come and take all your fruit for himself." Will had never thought of it like that. "Why serve him?" said the stranger. "Be your own master. Rebel against the king and take the garden for yourself." And then the stranger said, "If you let me in, I will be your servant. I will plant all kinds of my own good fruit for you to eat." And although something inside Will reminded him that the garden really belonged to the king, and although Will knew he shouldn't listen to the stranger, but he did listen. And then he turned the handle on the door and he let the stranger in. Everything was okay at first. The stranger worked hard and Will took it easy, put his feet up. And soon, because the fruit was so fertile, trees and shrubs began to grow. And soon fruit began to appear. And then soon the fruit was ripe to eat. And it was sweet to taste. But when the fruit got down into Will's stomach, it turned bitter. And sometimes it made him ill. But you know what? He could not stop eating the fruit. And one day, Will said, "What's the names of all your fruit that I'm eating?" Because what Will didn't know was his appearance began to change. And his face started to look like the stranger. And Will was becoming more and more like the stranger. And one day the stranger said, "Come on then, Will, I'll take you round the garden and I'll tell you the names of the fruit that you're eating." And the stranger said, "This one over here, Will, is unkindness. Oh, and that one over there, Will, that's cheating. Oh, and this one's one of my favourites, jealousy. And that one there, that's lying. Oh, and that one over there, that's anger. Oh, and this one over here, that's lust. And that one over there, swearing." And there were many more, and I can't remember all the names of them, the names of all the fruit that the stranger was going. Will was frightened. He didn't like the sound of that. He didn't want to eat them. "I'm not going to eat them anymore." But you know what? He couldn't stop eating them. One day, Will went into his little house, opened a drawer, and found a mirror. And when he looked into the mirror, that's what he saw. He thought, "What's happened to me? I look like the stranger. I know what's doing this. It's all his fruit that I'm eating. I don't want to eat it anymore." And you know what he did? He went into the garden and he found an axe. And he took the axe and he started to chop down all the trees and the bushes and the shrubs. And you know the axe had a name written on it. Oops, get there in a minute. And the axe's name was Good Intentions. And Will started to chop down every tree, every shrub, every bush, and got rid of all the stranger's fruit. He cut them down with his axe called Good Intentions, and he said, "That's an end of it. All the stranger's fruit has gone, and I'm glad. I don't want to eat it anymore." Oh, but what a foolish boy he was. He didn't realize that the roots of the stranger's fruits went down so deep and the soil was so good that soon the trees and the bushes started to grow again. And soon the fruit started to grow again. And soon the fruit was ripe and ready for eating. And worst of all, Will's craving and desire for the fruit returned. And soon Will was eating just as he was before. Poor Will. One day, Will was walking past the big strong door and he heard something. It was a gentle knocking on the door. And as he listened, he heard a voice. And this is what the voice said. "Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Listen. And so it went on. And when Will looked, he saw somebody with such a loving, kind face, and his voice was so loving and kind that he realized that this was the king's son. And he realized that this was the king's son, and his heart went out to him at once. And as he looked at the king's son, he noticed something. He noticed that in his hands were horrible scars, as if nails had been driven through them. And when he looked at the king, he saw there was a crown on his head. Shall we have a look? There he is. And as he looked, he noticed there was a crown on his head. But then he looked closer, he noticed that there were scars round his head, as if large thorns had been dug into them. And he noticed that in his hand, he carried a lamp that shone brightly. And as he looked closer, he thought, he's been standing there a long time, because all the grass around his feet had been worn away. He had been standing there knocking and crying out a long time. And as Will listened, he just knew that this was the king's own son. And Will knew deep in his heart that this loving one could drive the stranger out of his garden. And he knew that this king's son could make everything different in the garden. I wonder, he thought, should I let him in? And he knew he should, but at that moment, the stranger appeared and started to whisper in Will's ear, "Don't open the door, Will. Don't open the door. He will make everything different. You'll be his slave. And what's more, Will, he will uproot and get rid of all my fruit, and he'll plant his own seeds." Ah, and that's where the stranger went too far, because he didn't want the stranger's fruit anymore. And he wanted the king's son to come in. So Will opened the door and said to the king's son, "I will gladly welcome you in." And as he opened the door, as wide as he possibly could, as the king's son stepped in, the stranger shot out as fast as he could. Now, I listen to what I say, because I'm going to tell you what happened next. Together, Will and the king's son went through all the garden, and everywhere the king's son's light shone, the stranger's fruit withered and died right down to the roots. And when every plant had withered and died right down to the roots, the Saviour, the king's son, planted his own fruit. 9 beautiful trees that soon grew and bore the king's son's fruit. And here are the 9 trees and fruits that grew: love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and humility and self-control. And Will started to eat the fruit, and it was wonderful. And when it went down into his tummy, it was still wonderful. And something happened. Will started to change again, and he began to look just like the king's son. One day, Will, who was really, really happy, was walking with the king in the garden, as he did every day, and he had a terrible thought. He said to the king's son, "What would ever happen if you left my garden?" And the king's son looked at Will with such loving eyes and said, "Will, I promise you, I will never leave you." And he never did. And that's the end of the story. But what does it all mean? Okay, sit down. What does it all mean? Well, you can shout out the answers if you want. Who is the king? Who's the king? God. God Almighty. The creator of everything, the universe, and of you and of me. And he loves us. What about the garden? What's the garden in our story? Oh, the garden is your life and my life. You know, this is a wonderful story. It's got everything from the youngest child to the oldest adult. The garden is your life and my life, which has been given to us by God, the God who loves us and wants the very best for each one of us. I thought I got two there. What about Will? What's Will? Will is the choices we make. It's our will. The part that says, I will be kind to that person today. Or I will not be kind to that person because I don't like them. The part that says, I will do the washing up because mummy's asked me. Or the part that says, I will not do the washing up because I don't want to. You get the idea. It's the part of us that makes the decisions that we make. What about the door? The door is the entrance into our hearts and lives. And the big handle on the outside is what we can turn to let in who we want to let in to our garden, the garden that the king has given us. What about the stranger? Who's the stranger? The devil. Oh, yes. The Bible tells us that the devil is real. And he hates God, and he hates you. And he wants to spoil your life, to ruin your life, because the devil is a liar. In fact, the Bible says he's the father of lies. And so it's the devil that says to us, you don't want God to be your master. Be your own master. Rebel against God. What about, we've done him, haven't we? What about come back to that one. What about the stranger's fruit? What's that? Sin. Thank you, Anne. It's all the sin in our lives, isn't it? The lying and the cheating and all those horrible things we know we shouldn't do, but we do them anyway. And we become their slaves. And try as we might on our own, we can't really stop doing them. So, what about the mirror? What's the mirror? This is the mirror, the Bible, God's word. It tells us it's like a mirror. And that's what he found in the drawer. And when we look into God's mirror, it tells us and shows us what we're like. And all those wrong things that are in our lives. But more than that, it shows us that God still loves us. For God so loved the world. What about the acts? Oh, I've got to keep going around. What about the acts of good intentions? Well, we have those, don't we? And when we're on our own, we might try and say, I'm going to stop doing this, and I'm going to stop doing that, all those horrible things. But on our own, we just can't do it. We might stop for a while, but eventually we go back to all those sins in our life. Well, I think you're going to know the answer to this. Who's the king's son? Jesus. The king's son is Jesus. And he is always knocking on our heart's door. And he's always calling out to us, listen, I'm standing at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in. I want to come in. I love you so much. But he had been standing there a long time. It was 18 years before I opened the door to Jesus. Sue's mum was 73. Some of you may have already opened the door, but some of you may not have done. It's time to open the door, because the King's Son makes a promise to you. I will come in. And what about those scars on his hands? Were there where the nails on Calvary's cross were driven through his hands and through his feet? And the scars round his forehead under that crown were the scars that were caused by the deep thorns that were pushed down onto his head so painfully. Jesus died so that each one of us can open the door and let him in. And when he does, he comes in and he forgives all our sin. And then he starts to plant his own seed. And all that wonderful fruit starts to grow in our lives. I don't know about you, but this is the fruit that I want in my life. And this is the fruit that I don't want in my life. And this is what the King's Son wants to come in and plant into our lives. Oh, have you received the King's Son? Have you opened the door to him? I hope you have. But if you haven't, you can do it this morning. Or perhaps you're not sure, but you can make sure this morning. Because the promise of Jesus is this: if you open the door, I will come in. Well, I hope you enjoyed the King's Garden. We're going to sing now. It's number 98. You can make this a prayer. I have decided to follow Jesus. And if you've never asked the Lord Jesus into your heart, make this your prayer. I have decided to follow Jesus. Make it your prayer to ask Jesus to come into your life, because you want to follow him and you want his fruit to grow in your life. Number 98. And then I've got a prayer we can say together if we want to. So number 98. Thank you very much, Ruth. We stand to sing. almost done. Can I just say, there is no one here too young to ask Jesus in. And there is no one too old to ask Jesus in. I've got a prayer. If you sung that song and you meant it, I've got a prayer we could just say, to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. And stay standing. I'm going to pray it. You can pray it if you want to. If you don't want to, that's fine. But if you've decided to follow Jesus, here's a prayer you can say. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to say it, okay? Because you might not want to say it. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for knocking on the door of my life. I gladly open the door and welcome you in to forgive my sin and be my Lord and Saviour until I come to live with you in heaven forever. I want your fruit to grow in my life. Amen. If you want to say that, we'll go through it now. You can say it with me if you want to. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for knocking on the door of my life. I gladly open the door and welcome you in to forgive my sin and be my Lord and Saviour until I come to live with you in heaven. Jesus, I want your fruit to grow in my life. Amen. Well, thank you. If you said that prayer, Jesus will have kept his promise and has come into your heart. And we're finished. Don't rush off. It's only 10 to 12. And you can stay and chat and what have you.